Now, the Israeli army has once again targeted Syrian government's positions in the Golan Heights. Now, Tel Aviv says attacks were carried out in the Knesset countryside in response to, quote, stray fire from Syrian Golan Heights. There were no immediate reports yet of casualties following this incident. This is the sixth time in less than just 2 weeks that the Israeli Air Force has targeted a Syrian army in the Golan Heights. Developments come as the Syrian forces have been battling foreign-backed militants in the area. And now we're going to go back to our previous story where the Israeli army has once again targeted the Syrian army's positions in the Golan Heights. We're joined now by Mr. Tim Anderson, senior lecturer at the University of Sydney. So, Mr. Anderson, thank you for joining us. So what's Tel Aviv's gain here by increasingly injecting itself in this Syrian war against foreign extremists?
They have gradually upgraded their interventions, particularly in the Qunaitre area. Of course, they've been providing support to these groups for some years now, openly for at least 3 years now. But they've created their own brigade to try and extend their idea of a buffer zone into Syria, annexing more Syrian territory. And they're meeting resistance, of course. On the one hand, the Syrian army is fighting with the al-Qaeda groups right along that border that are coming out of, that are being supplied out of Jordan and Israel. And on the other hand, the United Nations observer group is complaining about this because their areas are being overrun too. So there was a UN Security Council resolution just recently on this matter, trying to tell all of the fighting groups to stay out of that buffer zone area. So there's two things. On the one hand, Israel is supporting the Free Army and the al-Qaeda groups against the Syrians. And on the other hand, there is a plan by Israel to keep extending that illegally occupied territory in Golan Heights.
But the ramifications, these allegations of Tel Aviv supporting these extremist groups are numerous. They started initially with assisting them with medical help in field hospitals. Then there's allegations of weapons assistance. And now it's escalated to blatant military strikes. Your thoughts how far this can go and the repercussions for Tel Aviv if it continues this along this route?
Well, I think the reason that there can be resolutions in the Security Council with both Russia and the U.S. at the moment is precisely because there's an attempt to try and contain the conflict. Let's say, for example, if the armed groups are defeated in the Qunaitre area, that I believe Israel is worried about an attempt by Syria perhaps to reclaim the occupied territory, which is recognized as Syrian territory by the entire international community so far. So there's that ongoing tension there. And of course, then that they've ramped up, there has been a lot of new fighters going into that area because of their base in Jordan and Israel. And Israel has its own group in the Free Army now called the Golan Knights, which is really apparently just trying to stabilize this extended buffer area that goes some kilometers further than the occupied territory in the Golan.
Thank you for your input, Professor Tim Anderson, senior lecturer at the University of Sydney, joining us out of Sydney, Australia.